On May 8th, Wisconsin Democratic voters went to the polls to select a candidate to challenge GOP Governor Scott Walker in an historic recall election on June 5th. Voters chose Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and set up a rematch of the November 2010 election when Barrett lost to Walker by 5 points. Throughout U.S. history, only 2 governors have ever been ousted in recall elections. In addition to the contest for governor, Rebecca Clefish, Walker's lieutenant governor, and 4 Republican state senators will also face recall elections for their seats. Governor Walker has recently come under fire after the release of a year-old video clip in which he tells a wealthy contributor about his divide-and-conquer strategy for dealing with organized labor. Walker provoked an outpouring of opposition after he passed legislation in early 2011 that stripped public sector unions of most of their collective bargaining rights. In response, union members and their progressive allies staged a series of major demonstrations that at some points drew over 100,000 protesters to the Capitol building in Madison, along with a succession of other protests across the state. In late March, volunteers turned in nearly 1 million petition signatures to election officials, more than enough to secure the recall of Scott Walker. Although the Walker campaign has outspent Democrats with a record $21 million in advertisements in recent months, polls indicate that the race is too close to call. Your reporter spoke with Matthew Rothschild, editor of the Progressive magazine, who assesses what's at stake in the recall election for Wisconsin, the labor movement, and the nation.
The thought all along was that it would be possible to recall Walker, and we got here in Wisconsin 1 million signatures, astonishing number, to recall him. He only won in November of 2010 with 1,129,000 votes, so almost as many people who voted for Walker signed a petition to throw him out, and of course getting people to sign petitions isn't that easy. There are actually 30,000 people circulating petitions in the dead of winter here in Wisconsin, and so that's an organizer's dream. And yet Walker has all this money. Barrett was able to win over the hand-picked union candidate, Kathleen Falk. She wasn't a great candidate, though, and the unions hadn't really polled their members, and a lot of their members weren't happy with this pick. And so I think people voted for who they thought had the best chance of beating Walker, and they went behind Tom Barrett. And it's just a coin flip right now, and people are biting their fingernails down to the nub here in Wisconsin because it's so close.
It was Greg Sargent in the Washington Post who wrote an article that said the National Democratic Party was not providing financial support to Tom Barrett's campaign in the recall election and generally not supportive in a lot of ways. In fact, President Obama never came out to Wisconsin to campaign against these anti-union rules that Walker set up that got record numbers of people out to protest.
Yeah, and that just infuriated us here in Wisconsin because, after all, we found the clip during the presidential campaign last time when Obama was talking to, I think, the AFL-CIO and saying, if I'm elected president and there's a strike somewhere around the country, I'm going to get my walking shoes on and walk that picket line right with you. Well, we had essentially a general strike out here with 100,000 people and more in the streets over a labor issue that's crucial, and he was nowhere to be seen. And also, my sources tell me that Vice President Biden wanted to come out to Wisconsin, and actually the White House political staff told him, no, you can't do that. So we were left kind of high and dry from the White House. Why they don't want to support what's going on here, which is a tremendous grassroots uprising, for one thing, for workers' rights, which they're supposed to believe in. So on that level, it's shocking. On a political crass level, it's shocking, too, because after all, Wisconsin is one of those swing states, and it's very close every time whether the Republicans are going to win in the presidential election here or not. And if Barrett loses and Walker holds on to the governorship, that's going to be a shot in the arm to the Romney campaign in Wisconsin. So I think even for their own narrow self-interest, the Obama crowd should want to come out here and give some help, and the DNC should come out here and give some help. But, you know, if we got to do it alone, people here are thinking they're going to do it alone anyway, but it is just kind of outrageous.
What do you feel is at stake for Wisconsin, the nation, and the labor movement in this country with this recall election?
Well, there's a tremendous amount at stake, and my colleague Ruth Conniff and I have the cover story over the latest issue of The Progressive on precisely this question, Scott, because in Wisconsin what's at stake is materially, you know, are people going to continue to suffer here? Are workers going to continue in the public sector essentially to have no representation? Is there going to continue to be an assault not only on workers but on women and on public education and on the environment? Psychologically here in Wisconsin, it would just be a devastating impact. I mean, you'd have to bring in the antidepressants by the truckload if Walker's going to win this thing. And then nationally, it would be a signal to every right-wing governor and legislature out there to declare open season on organized labor and to go after the progressive agenda one item at a time. Nationally, Walker would be coronated every night on Fox News, which would be an appalling sight. And it wouldn't help Obama's reelection either, because it would make Wisconsin more in play for the Republicans. I mean, I think that's the least of the casualties that would occur if Walker were to win. But it's all out there. It's all on the table right now.
A lot of people are looking at this recall election in Wisconsin and finding that the Supreme Court Citizens United decision, a very controversial decision on campaign finance, is really the subtext for what's going on in Wisconsin. You think so?
Well, I think it's a big part of the picture. I mean, you have the Americans for Prosperity, you have the Koch brothers just funneling money in here, you have the Republican Governors Association funneling money in, and rich people giving unlimited amounts to these outside groups that are so-called not coordinating with Scott Walker. And this is our electoral system right now. The whole thing is up for sale. And that's what's happened under Citizens United, and that's why we've got to amend the Constitution and declare once and for all that corporations aren't persons and can't give unlimited amounts to elect this candidate or not elect that candidate, and that super wealthy individuals can't give unlimited amounts. I mean, otherwise, you know, the idea that we have a democracy is ludicrous here.
That was Matthew Rothschild, editor of the Progressive magazine based in Madison, Wisconsin. Find more information about Wisconsin's recall election on our website at btlonline.org.